Wonderful. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. This is the annual Spring Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee meeting, in which we'll consider the 24-25 allocation recommendations for two funds that support the trial courts, the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, or IMF, and the Trial Court Trust Fund, TCTF. We will also consider a one-time request for a new IMF allocation in the current year. I'll start by asking Oksana to take roll.
Thank you, Judge Kelly. We will start with you, Judge Kelly.
Present.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, good afternoon, President.
Judge Clark.
Here.
Judge Sachs.
Here.
Ms. Cameron.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Coleman informed us she will be absent today. Mr. Lachey also informed us he will be absent today. And Mr. Taniguchi.
Here.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody. We have quorum and we can begin.
Thank you. As a reminder, the meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Please remember to unmute yourselves prior to speaking. And if we could have a motion to approve the minutes that were sent out as part of the materials from the August 22, 2023 R&E subcommittee meeting and the January 8, 2024 action by email between meetings.
Judge Sachs will make that motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Stephanie Cameron, second.
Thank you. The motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, is there any opposition to the motion to approve? Hearing none, we'll deem the minutes and the email action approved. Thank you. Were there any written public comments received? I don't think there were, but Oksana? Or Fran?
No public comment came.
Thank you. That concludes the public comment portion of the meeting. So we'll get to the first item on the agenda. For our discussion items, this first item is to consider allocations to the 2024-25 from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund. Heather Statton will present on the item, Senior Analyst from Budget Services. Ms. Statton, if you'd like to take it away.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Heather Statton, and I am a Senior Analyst in the Budget Services. Agenda item number one, found on page six of your materials, requests consideration of the recommended 2024-25 State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, or IMF, allocations for the Judicial Council offices totaling $46.6 million. This is a decrease of approximately $1.6 million from the 2023-24 allocations, and it also represents 3.3% decrease. The report provides a summary of the allocations for each of the 32 programs that support the trial courts and that request funding annually from the IMF. Additionally, there is information explaining requested adjustments to the allocations from prior year. Attachment 1A on page 11 of your materials details the IMF allocations for various programs and provides the change in dollars and percentages from the previous year. Attachment 1B on pages 12 and 13 provides detailed descriptions for each of the 32 programs requesting funding. Finally, attachment 1C on page 14 is the IMF fund condition statement. At the end of the 2024-25 fiscal year, the IMF is projected to have a fund balance of $28.5 million, as shown on column E, line 25. Based on current revenue projections, the fund is estimated to be able to support the requested allocation levels for 24-25. The recommendation presented on page 12 is to approve the 2024-25 allocations from the IMF in the amount of $46.6 million for consideration next by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at its May 1st business meeting. This concludes our presentation. We have office leaders and program representatives in this meeting to assist answering any questions you might have on these allocation requests.
Thank you, Ms. Staton. Sorry about mispronouncing your name earlier. Everybody has the materials available to them and it was sent out a bit ago. So I know everybody's had an opportunity to read through. Are there any questions for Ms. Staton or any of the others online for these areas of allocations? Hearing nothing. The recommendation is located on page, let's see, 10 of the materials towards the bottom. I would invite then a motion if anybody is so inclined.
This is David Yamasaki. I would be happy to make a motion to approve the recommendations.
Thank you, David.
Stephanie Cameron, second.
Okay, Judge Clark, you're on mute, but I see you were saying something. We do have a second from Stephanie Cameron. You're still on mute.
I was going to second it, but she's fine.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Looking around for any raised hands on the participants. I'm not seeing anything. Using the Judge Conklin methodology of voting on the committees, is there any opposition to the motion that has been made by Mr. Yamasaki, seconded by Ms. Cameron? Any opposition? We'll deem the motion passed unanimously. Thank you very much, Ms. Staton. I appreciate the presentation and the materials. Thank you. All right, Mr. Yamasaki.
Yeah, thank you very much. The next item is item two. And the information starts on page 15 of the materials. It is an action item, and it is to consider allocations for the 24-25 allocations from the Trial Court Trust Fund. These allocations requested by the Judicial Council offices do not include the larger trial court operations allocations, as most of the funding goes through the council-approved workload funding methodology. The larger TCTF allocations will be presented to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee on May 1st. And presenting on this item will be Ms. Oksana Tuck. So I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Yamasaki. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Oksana Tuck. I'm a senior analyst with Budget Offices Services. Agenda item number two on page 15 of your materials. Ask for consideration of recommended preliminary 2024-25 Trial Court Trust Fund, TCTF, allocations for Judicial Council offices and the trial courts, totaling $266.1 million. This is an increase of $8.4 million from 23-24 allocations, representing a 3% increase. We would like to begin by directing your attention to attachment A on page 20 of the materials, which details TCTF allocations in state operations and local assistance appropriations for various programs. This attachment is broken down into sections to make it easier for you to review. Columns E, F, and G represent approved allocations for 23-24. Columns H, I, and J display requested allocations for 24-25. And columns K and L represent the dollar and percentage change, respectively, from the current year to the budget year. The bottom section of the attachment A also provide two summaries of the total allocations displayed cumulatively by each Judicial Council office and TCTF program. Next, attachment B on pages 21 and 22 provides narrative descriptions of the programs receiving TCTF funding allocations. Lastly, please see attachment C on page 23, which displays the TCTF fund condition statement. It is projected at the end of 24-25 to have a fund balance of 147.9 million, of which approximately 67.8 million is restricted and 80.1 million is unrestricted. Therefore, the TCTF is anticipated to have sufficient resources to support the 24-25 preliminary proposed allocations. The recommendation presented on page 19 is to approve a total of 266.1 million in preliminary allocations for 24-25 from the TCTF for consideration by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at this upcoming May 1st business meeting. Please note that since these are preliminary allocations, some modifications may be necessary based on future state revenue and budget adjustments. So that concludes our presentation. And should member have any questions, Judicial Council staff is on the call for this item to assist answering any questions as needed.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Tuck, and for the JCC staff in providing a lot of the detailed information related to this item. I know that there's tremendous consistency in the amounts that have been approved historically and what is recommended, as Ms. Tuck indicated, starting on page 19. Are there any questions by any member of Ms. Tuck? Not seeing any. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the recommendation detailed on page 19?
I'll make that motion, Judge Clark.
Judge Clark has made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion, Neil Taniguchi.
Mr. Taniguchi seconds. Any further discussion on this item? And following Judge Conklin's voting protocols, is there anyone in opposition to the motion that has been made by Judge Clark and seconded by Mr. Taniguchi? Not seeing any, no abstentions or any abstentions? Nope. Okay, I'll consider this particular item as having been passed. So thank you very much, and I'll pitch it right back to you, Judge Kelly, and thank you, Ms. Tuck, for the presentation.
All right, thank you. That takes us to item number three, which begins on page 24 of your materials. This last item on the agenda is to consider a new 23-24 IMF allocation for the Judicial Council's Legal Services Office to address increased legal support for the trial courts. Mr. Schnurpfeil is on deck to present on the item. Mr. Schnurpfeil, you're on mute.
Thank you, not used to Zoom. good afternoon, everyone. We've submitted this request to for this fiscal year's allocation to help us address some funding shortages that we've experienced as a result of several large settlements and some 2 to 3 very expensive ongoing litigations. In the past 5 years, we've suffered some ongoing persistent budget shortages. I've been working with Fran and her team at Budget to address how to address these shortages. This year, we're seeking this money from the IMF to help us bridge that gap. We are in the process of developing a BCP or BCP concept at this point for 25-26 rather. And so we hope that that will address the ongoing nature of this. I don't know whether Fran has anything else to offer from a budget perspective.
Hi, Eric. Thank you. Nothing further to add other than IMF is an appropriate fund source, as these are services provided to the trial courts. As Eric stated, this is a new allocation in current year. There was not one initially approved at the start of the fiscal year. And this committee should expect to see in the report that Heather Staten did on item number one, that there is a request built in for 24-25 as well.
Great. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Sharpfile or for regarding their presentation? The recommendation is found on page 25 of the materials. Any questions? Not seeing any raised hands. All right. If there aren't any questions for the presenters, then I would invite a motion on the recommendation.
Judd Sachs will make the motion to recommend.
Thank you.
David Yamasaki seconds.
Thank you. We now have a motion and a second to adopt the recommendation. Any further discussion? Nothing. I'm just going to go through the I see no raised hands. So again, we've now utilized the Conklin method for our committee meetings going forward. So we'll continue to do so. Any opposition to the motion to approve the recommendation? Hearing nothing. We'll consider the recommendation approved as provided on page 25 of the materials. Thank you very much, Mr. Sharpfile, for your appearance. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you all. Thank you very much.
All right. And that concludes the action items on our agenda for today. And while we have IMF and TCTF allocations as standing items for the subcommittee every spring, there could be other items that occur requiring our attention throughout the year. We'll keep the members apprised as action items arise. And thank you very much for your time. Unless there's any other discussion for the good of the order, as they say, I'll let you guys get back to your lunch hour. Hearing nothing then, we'll adjourn. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.